Hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, it's the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Stephen Henry. With me, my right-hand man, the incomparable Dane Cook stunt double.
Alcoholic.
Alcoholics, Dane Cook stunt double.
Right.
Matt Williams.
Matt Williams. It's me.
The roast jokes are better when you correct them, I find.
Yeah, like correcting them and then explaining them is even better.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since nobody has a visual on this.
A lot of you guys might not know who Dane Cook is, so let me work this backwards.
He was the voice of Dusty Crophopper in Airplanes.
He was the voice of generations, what he was.
Yes, he was.
And up next, our legendary voice of our generation, David Wayne.
Creative grouping. I don't know.
RTJ.
I wish I was a voice.
I nominate Jameis Winston for creative grouping.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Hey. Best local talent.
Football, but have you seen him grow up?
He's got the best hands in the league, and when he's a quarterback.
When he's done on the Bucks, he can always be a key grip.
Hey, probably. Can anybody be a key grip?
Probably.
I'm gripping keys right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Sorry.
You're entertaining some of our listeners.
Yeah.
Like, I love keys. Jingle, 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 jingle.
Not even looking at them, just hearing the sound of keys jangling.
Just have that be a CD. Key jingle.
Oh, yeah. I'm halfway hard right now.
Did you...
Peekaboo noises.
Yeah. just hands wafting.
Here I am. Oh, no. Here I'm not. No, like, this is, like, as calming as the ocean.
Yeah, great.
Songs to get swaddled to.
That's a good album. Songs to get swaddled to.
Right. It's kind of like that. Jesus.
Can you guys believe we got almost 3,000 downloads?
Queens of the Stone Age. That's what it was. Yeah.
Well, it helps when I download 2,000 of them, Steven. So.
I have so many burner phones.
So I'm so broke. Yeah, you know how many fucking computers I've had to run through to change IP addresses?
You got like a whole series of computers. Like one playing that song from the Looney Tunes. It's like it's downloading all the songs.
Yeah, is that like on a conveyor belt?
Yeah,
that's the...
It's a conveyor belt with just like those birds from The Simpsons just pressing the key. Download.
Y-E-S.
That's all you do. I'm telling you. Let's go on Facebook Marketplace, find like, oh, $40 laptop? Yeah, no problem. I just needed to download one thing. Or like 30 of them, but you know, 30 episodes and then move on.
Yeah, if you ever want to bother someone who loves jazz, you can just be like, yeah, man, I love Looney Tunes. Like, Dave Brubeck was awesome.
Yeah, I had that CD that is like the cartoon soundtrack of like the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
So like, that's like the most intricate, crazy music. I was like, how does anybody write this? But it's
heroin.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, you probably watch it till like the episode of the cartoon, right?
Well, I mean, that's what it's playing in the background. No,
he watches it to porn.
Right.
I just thought they recorded it.
That real industrial beat, you know, it's just really good.
Well, I thought they recorded it while the episode, you know, was playing in front of them, and then they just compiled
it. This is music that's existed for, like, forever. They just put it in Looney Tunes.
Oh, okay. And it works so well with it?
Yeah. Mm. Like, that Factory song is just, like, a song that's been around for, like, since, like, the 40s or something.
Oh, really?
I had no idea. Okay. The racist Looney 40s.
Yeah, the House of the Future, that's the best.
Right.
Just basically, you know, it'll replace your wife, that nag, basically. It's like the whole premise of the House of the Future. And you watch it as kids, and you're like, this is funny, and then you grow up, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Though,
well, was Looney Tunes people racist like Walt Disney was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There was a... Somebody pointed
it out. A lot of Chinese stuff.
Somebody pointed it out to me. He was like, listen to Yosemite Sam. He said, cotton pick environments. And I was like, what is that? Oh, my God. Really? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. I was like, that's super racist.
Yeah. But,
well, I thought because he was like a cottontail bunny.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Horrible racial slur.
Oh, okay. But,
he wouldn't even be in a cartoon with Daffy.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to be in a cartoon.
With that black and white stripe.
No, he's just straight up black with an orange bill. I say, concern it.
I thought one of them had a...
You're thinking of maybe Pepe Le Pew or Sylvester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Daffy Duck is just straight up black with an
orange feet and an orange bill.
Yeah, and that's still...
Is Matt fact-checking?
No, it's just going to bother me.
He's like, I know what I've seen.
Right, exactly.
That's why they had to make Donald Duck.
Don't you Berenstain Bears me?
See, Donald Duck gets a real name like Donald, and Daffy Duck is like, oh, look at that black one. He's Daffy.
Look.
100%.
As you're talking to me, that's what I typed in.
Yeah.
Skeptical.
You were very skeptical.
I didn't even do the right one. Daffy Duck.
I used to like Yosemite Sam, too.
He's
got a six-shooter. He's got his little...
He does have a white stripe on his neck.
I think it's like a collar or something. Let me see.
Whatever.
He's a slave.
Oh, yeah, I guess he does, kind of.
He's in, like, a DS relationship with Bugs.
Easily. Duck season.
Dad, don't safe word out, buddy.
Submissive. Dominant. Submissive season. Dominant season.
Yeah.
Whipped. The
Elmer Fudd just comes in.
Sylvester's like, suffer and suck this cock.
Man.
Dude, he provides his own lube. With that fucking suffer and suck a tash.
I did. I bit into a big cock.
He's like, Daffy, spit on this.
Yeah. Any cock would look big to Tweety.
Oh my god. Especially Granny's like big strapper.
Gross.
Oh, you know she's rolling one. Just fucking him with the rolling pin, as she
actually,
always.
Yeah, I thought the owner of the bulldog, like all you ever see is her feet, so that makes sense that it's run by like kinksters.
Yeah.
So that's pretty hot.
Yeah, because that's where the sub should be, is by the feet.
Right. What's run by gangsters?
No, kinksters.
Oh, kinksters. I thought you said gangsters.
Kinkster gangsters.
That'd be great.
It's that old Warner Brother thing, you know.
Put in his ball gag, t-shirt. See?
1940s kinkster gangsters.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
You're going to sleep with the fisties, see?
So they torture them, just get like increasingly bigger dildos. We're gonna start with the pink one. No one's ever made it up to the black one.
Oh no, I'll tell you anything.
Put this mook on the fuck machine.
Mook. The fucking mooly.
Jesus Christ.
No, we were going with the racist thing.
Strapped down to a pommel horse, just getting fucked in the shit. Oh, yeah. By some guy named Vinny or something. Oh, yeah, flipping a coin.
Heads, you get 10 minutes. Tails, you get 20.
Vinny, two heads, because he uses a double header on your asshole.
Oh, they break out a Sibian.
They call him Johnny.
Better not come, lady. All right,
gang doesn't make any sense.
They call him Johnny the Fist.
They call me Johnny Two Time. I'm gonna fuck you twice.
I'm gonna fuck you till your dick burps talcum powder. There's no cum left.
Just like,
yeah.
Shooting out air. Kingster Gangsters is great, dude.
Yeah, they're big in Amsterdam. Oh,
yeah. That's definitely a Russian or European thing, for sure. Oh, you drink vodka?
You have no idea who they are, because they all have like the gimp masks.
They're just unzipping.
They all wear tracksuits and gold chains and are bald. Like, you have no idea who's who. They look the same.
They unzip their gimp mask and put in a cigar. Yeah, see?
All right, you're going to be gaping until tomorrow, eh? Hey. Jeez.
The Canadian gaping.
Yeah.
No, they'll be
I'm
nice.
I'm so sorry.
The whole time they're fucking beating you. I'm sorry. I didn't want
to
do it.
Sorry we had to do this.
I'm going
to
send it.
Yeah, just going to send it. Larry and Tyser, shout out to them. Canadian tuxedo, mullet wearing.
Feel free to call in.
Snowmobile jumping. Beat the jackass version.
Do you think Larry and Tyser would ever call in?
Probably.
If you're listening, Larry, and I know you are.
Yeah. I like them boys down in Florida.
Y'all got snowmobiles in Florida?
You know what I don't like in Florida? It's this Best of the Bay shit.
Oh, yeah. What's that about?
It's just straight lies from the media, like always.
Oh, yeah. Fake news.
Enemy of the people.
That's why the real news is Tampa News Force.
Right.
Yeah, they're not listening.
Josh Santos. I don't know if you guys
John Jacobs, and apparently now Matt Williams.
There's going to be a weatherman.
Yeah.
Maddie Bills is going to be the weatherman.
Oh, Maddie Bills' is name. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
What about the news hound?
Hussie the News Hound?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what our plan is...
You just put her out and let her go? And then just wherever she goes?
So we're just going to follow her with the camera and go, where's the news, Hussie? And just watch her just like spin in circles and just like bump into stuff.
Well, Hussie, like, despite the fact that she's blind, deaf, and has diabetes, is very intuitive on finding real news.
Yeah.
And the truth.
And the truth, that's right. She sniffs it out. Right.
Well, she doesn't have insight or... hearing, right. She has an emotional intelligence.
Right. And a general sense of neuropathy.
And she's got street smarts.
Right, exactly.
Also known as being dumb.
Yeah, but she's pure. That's the thing.
So anyway.
Yeah, Hussie and the News Hound is like, I think we want to get her a little hat.
Yeah.
As well.
The press hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
So, I also want to do, what is it, Son of Randy, we pitched?
Son of Randy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
So I would.
Is that me?
No. I would be playing Son of Randy.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Because, we talked about it on Friday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so.
I wasn't there, by the way.
All right.
Davey doesn't travel.
Right. If you guys haven't looked up Randy Holton for Governor or Senator videos, please look them up online.
I mean, he's probably going to be your next president.
Right. Yeah. Because they had a Q&A section on Saturday.
I saw the little snippet.
Yeah. Apparently it went really, really well. Like, people are digging him. And one of the things...
Well, they have just like real public people just talking and asking questions? Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. I hope he wins now.
Yeah. Apparently they said, what are we going to do about St. Pete? And he said, demolish it.
Huge round of applause.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, we're going to bomb it.
If you can't get out in time... Then you're just going to go down with it.
Yeah, exactly. You probably deserved it, is what I think.
Oh, I love
that. We sent out a special message 5 minutes before we demolished it. If you didn't get out in time, it's on you at that point. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Of course, it's like barricaded off and you can't get off the bridges or anything.
Escape from St. Pete.
No, yeah.
It's a great movie.
Is it an everyday?
Somehow we got Kurt Russell to do it. Yeah.
That's what I was like, who was in that?
Jesse Neville. I haven't heard that name.
Snake.
I thought you were dead.
Steve Buscemi shows up. It's great.
Yeah.
I forget if we talked about that on here. Did you know about that guy? The guy who was running for mayor of St. Pete, Jesse Neville?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's my favorite political campaign ever. Because he was running on the principle of reparations.
Oh, no.
As a mayor.
Okay.
He's white, by the way.
Yeah.
But it was just like his entire thing was like, we got to get reparations. I'm like, you're a mayor. Like, how are you going to make that happen?
Right.
Everybody gets a free hot dog.
What do you think the budget is for mayor?
Right. It's like Homer running for sanitation.
Well, it's not just that, but like, do you know how many black people live in St. Pete?
Right.
Versus, like, how much money you have to work with as mayor. It's like, it's never going to happen.
Well, you got to... Steven, he's not just going to... Yeah, and he's going to obviously, ask the federal government for assistance.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have the budget.
And I'm sure they're going to be like, wait, who? What town?
Yeah, exactly. St. Pete, the fuck out of here.
Russia?
Nuke.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. St. Petersburg, right. Russia.
No, the one near Tampa. Actually, oh, we know Tampa. Actually, we like Tampa.
Actually,
we almost burned that place to the ground.
Actually, Russia might get reparations. St. Petersburg, Russia might get them before we would. We get nowadays.
Pussy Riot reparations.
We can't even get clean water in Flint, Michigan. All right, you want fucking reparations in St. Pete, Florida?
Right. They're gonna get a Trump Tower, Soho, or whatever in Moscow or
Moscow.
St. Peter.
They were in
whatever.
They were in a forced labor camp for 18 months. That's basically slavery.
Yeah.
Pussy Riot.
Yeah. Oh, dude, they just got out and they put them back in jail.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Well, they keep acting up.
Yeah. Well, no, it's because while they were in jail. apparently while they were in jail, they were against the World Cup, I guess, being in Russia. And they were protesting it, you know, heavily from a jail cell. So then they finally get set free, and there's, like, actual cops just waiting to rearrest them as they come out.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, they're such a political mouthpiece from jail.
Right.
How the fuck are people even seeing their stuff? Are they allowed to, like, use computers and shit in jail? I don't know. I don't know anything about prison.
Usually not.
Especially in Russia, I would assume you're just in a little, you know, 4x4 room by yourself.
Yeah, just stacked on top of people.
Yeah, and you can't talk or move or...
Or wait, that's Brazil.
They treat them like we treat chickens here, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Right, they rip off their bills and...
Just shitting on each other from one
coop
down.
You better lay an egg. Right. You better lay an egg. It's ridiculous.
So... By egg, we mean submit.
Yeah. So yeah, we got snubbed
right
by these bitch bastards.
What if they just changed their name to Pussy and then not Riot, just like Pussy Protest.
Right.
Pussy respectively protesting.
Right.
Sorry, I went back on it.
No, it's fine.
What were you saying? Creative loafing?
Creative loafing. Local resident fascists.
Right. Somehow we didn't make it. Even though we've been doing this for like 40 weeks, almost a year, right?
Yeah, a year as of December 4th.
As of December 4th, almost
basically
a year
D-Day.
Up. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
it was almost my day. My birthday is December 3rd, right? So it was like the actually, I think we recorded it on my birthday, didn't we?
And so instead of
and then we released it on the 4th, the first episode.
Instead of fighting some wily Japs, we're going after some uppity newsmen. We're declaring war with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's going to be bottles and chains, man.
Isn't it just like apathetic reviews of stuff they just look at? It's like, these guys are cool.
Creative
I mean, that's
loafing.
Like pretty much all news. They're pretty much just like a citywide blog.
Okay.
Well, what it is they write articles and puff pieces about their friends that they hang out with.
Okay.
That's pretty much all it is. That's what journalism is these days. Like, right. Hey, I know you. I'll write a piece about you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's how people get
like,
on.
Sometimes they do that about Mike's, like in St. Pete sometimes.
Right. That's what I thought.
Like Tampa Bay Times. Is it Tampa Bay Times or St. Pete Times? Which one is it?
Tampa Bay Times now.
Yeah, Tampa Bay Times decides to come out and cover the local open mic scene or comedy scene. And they pick a person. It's their first time ever doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that's going to go great.
Right. Yeah. And
I think it was that journalist's first article he's ever written.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. The review of it was just kind of meh.
Yeah,
like, but they're kind of like
our podcast did make it into there, so thank you. I don't know, was that you, Matt, that dropped our name, or
well, probably Shannon bringing you up.
Yeah. I was like, how did that happen? But I was like, all right, sweet, we
maybe
made it, fellas.
Maybe Shannon or Jacobs like talked to him or something afterwards.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I think the thing is like they. I mean, I feel like the list was always lacking for people there. Like it's. They don't get enough people coming to perform comedy at Iberian.
Oh yeah. You know, 30, right. 30 to 35, just not enough people.
From 9 p.m. until 3 a.m.?
Not right. enough people.
Ghost town.
Yeah.
The whole time.
It's almost Cayman Cove.
Right. Exactly. It's almost Cayman Cove on a Friday.
Yeah.
When the World Cup's not on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Pokies, too.
God.
Yeah. It's whatever. No, I mean, it's
I don't
cool,
get
I guess.
This world.
I don't know.
Right.
The good news is, you know, let's say even we were nominated and then we lost, we don't have to put out that stupid fucking statement where it's just an honor to be nominated and all this bullshit.
We're happy to.
I wouldn't do that anyway.
No. We could not do that. We could be like, this is bullshit. They got bots to vote for these people. We demand a recount.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the true Florida way.
We would have been in good company. Like, let's look at some of these local podcasts that made the cut. First off, hashtag no offense.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. No. I don't want to be associated with that.
I haven't listened to it, so it could be like hashtag no offense and then just like being really offensive. So I might be on board with that.
What, like the offensive with Anthony Jeselnik?
Like, kind of like that,
you
know, but...
You just tune in, it's just hard R N-words right off the gate.
That's a podcast I could get behind.
Jinkies.
Yeah, that, it's a tough listen.
Yeah.
But no, with the name saying like hashtag no offense means like no offense, but we're about to just be offensive. So that's the way I'm taking it. Have you listened to it?
No, I haven't listened to know almost any of these.
I'm judging all of these people based on nothing.
The next one, A Scott in the Dark.
Oh man.
Periodic podcast
that
for haunters.
That person better be Scottish.
Fuck him.
I think any good podcast has to have a subtitle explaining what the fuck the name meant.
Not us.
No.
No, we don't do that at all. No, not us.
How to Die Alone. A jizz blossom for the ears. Like, I don't know what the fuck we would keep in call.
That sounds like is that a real flower?
Yeah. The jizz blossom, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, they were big in the 90s, I think.
They got them in those gardens in D.C.
The 90s.
The jizz blossoms.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah. Maddie. That's a good one. You can't drink. Well, I guess you could drink them, technically.
Yeah. The salty black flower.
That's right. They only open at night.
Shout out to Lewis.
It's when they bloom.
What else do we got? Adjunct CEO. Adjunct spelled with two U's. Adjunct.
Adjunct.
Adjunct. Beauty and the Berg, Boss Mom.
Boss Mom. Got it.
Oh, my God. I already hate it.
Dude, I bet she tells it like it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet she's got that haircut everyone knows I'm talking about. You know what haircut I'm talking about.
Short blonde hair and a bob, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it
with dark roots and just the tips of front. And bang, like big hoop earrings dangling.
And she always has like some sort of lipstick named after technology, like laser blue, electric pink.
Oh, yeah.
Terminator yellow.
I've never seen those, but sure.
Stay at home mama four.
Right.
I'm playing to the Marie demographic, right, the one or two women listening.
Right. They're and those children are her world.
Oh yeah.
And Jeff Klein, he's listening.
Yeah. Playing to ah, you dirty dog.
I'm just kidding.
On his way to Fort Lauderdale.
I love Jeff Klein.
Me too.
Fucking road dog Jeff Klein.
I know. He's got a voice and a face for TV, but a body for radio.
Coming from David.
Yeah, exactly. But he has a sweet donut shirt, so that's
right. Awesome. Yeah. He's a sweetheart. I love Jeff Klein.
No, I'm not done with this Boss Mom yet. We're not moving on to her.
You're going to stick
four
with Boss
kids.
Mom?
This is just me bringing out four kids. Constantly, you know, how hard. Patting yourself on the back, obviously, right?
Right.
What else do you think?
You know those for sure stick figures on the back of that van.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
She has an SUV. Yeah. She has like a Yukon or a Tahoe. Because,
whatever,
you know,
the biggest is.
She can't be held down.
Like a navigator.
I need something to stuff my four preemies in the back of because I kept drinking Cosmos when I was pregnant.
Exactly. Probably a little frumpy and has a big black dick on the side. 100%. The guy's busted. His face is busted, but his body's in shape.
What do you mean, her husband or the black
dude? The guy on the side.
Right. The bull.
The husband knows about it, but he's staying in this because he doesn't want to pay child support for four kids.
But for sure, he's got some sort of huge character flaw, like a lisp.
Right. Oh, yeah. Wear sweaters, you know, people like that. Sweater vests and shit.
Right. Big dick black dude with a lisp.
Reeds.
Let me get in that pussy.
Yeah.
She's like, what? Let me split that pussy.
Yeah, that's right. Meanwhile, he goes in there, and it's just like he could throw his whole fist in there and nothing.
Just don't fucking talk, Tyrone.
What's his name? His name's like Dale.
Dale
the big flex stud. With a list.
Yeah, he's just, you know. He's a, what are they called, hen pets?
He's going to slam that pussy.
Is that the nickname for him, like hen pets?
So he's got like a feminine lisp.
Just put with a giant dick that he slings so
hard. Honey, I made of Cosmos. Now give me that pussy.
Cosmos is the best.
Now bends over. Take it like a dirty woman. Not now, kid. Your mother's busy. She's like smoking a Virginia Slim. Like, get this shit over with already. Can you hurry up and come so I can go fuck Tyrone?
You're so hot when you're not talking. Ugh.
Wait, I think you guys are on two different wavelengths. So who has the lisp?
I'm saying the stud.
Okay. You're
the stud? Oh, I was thinking the husband had the lisp, dude.
I'm saying like the
yoked, his character flaw.
The yoked black dude with the giant dick has like just like the most effeminate lisp ever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was the husband. That's what I was.
What's the character flaw for the husband? He cares about his kids?
Yes. Big flaw. No, I'm kidding. Right. That's horrible.
Yeah. Like, I just like how all my kids come out with tans.
That's better. She's recently divorced. That's why she started the podcast Boss Mom.
Yeah.
Because she's the boss now because the husband's gone.
Right.
Now she she's the boss because she makes all of his money.
Yeah.
Right.
So
then she parlays that into you selling candles on Etsy.
That's right. Hey guys, and, share this on Facebook for $300 for my Herbalife fucking
and Thrive, the nutrition stuff that you stick on yourself. Oh, now, yeah. That like apparently
what's the new stuff? It used to be like Herbalife.
It's
now
called like
it?
Thrive. I think is like this new thing.
Pyramid scheme that house moms are getting into.
Stick on you, it just loads you up with B vitamins, and you go, I feel great.
Yeah, I just got like 5,000 milligrams of B12.
Yeah, and I piss Mountain Dew.
I just imagine it's one of those, if you followed her Facebook feed, it would just be like one of those things where it's just inspirational quotes.
Oh, man.
But
Minions,
like not written.
Minions memes.
not written, just like pictures in Comic Sans and shit.
Yeah.
Or like that are videos, but it's just a still image.
Right, yeah.
I'm just like, God damn it, Rebecca with 2 Ks.
Right. Exactly.
One more and the guy with the lisp wouldn't fuck you.
Right.
You know, I wasn't her trashing. Look, she could be such a sweet... No, she's not. But
she's like, I'm going to call into those fuckers.
I was like, yeah, please, I was like, I have a feeling every single person is probably the nicest person we've
ever. I'm sure they're all...
Like, fuck you!
I'm sure they're all great people. But, you know.
Well, not great podcasts. That's the problem.
She'll be our our resident Lindy West to call in.
Our Sadie Doyle.
Yeah.
Sadie Doyle doesn't even exist, though. That's the thing. You don't remember that or no?
No.
Oh. That was a whole Metzger thing. You just like made the joke all the time that she didn't exist and she like lost her fucking mind.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine that. Was that the one that got on him about the rape thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Let's get back into this.
That whole thing.
That little nugget.
That allegation.
Bucks Uncensored with Justin Pawlowski.
So is that... That's got to be a sports. So is
I would assume
it could be any category of podcast.
It's just podcast. I think that's the problem here.
Right.
Well, but I don't think there's enough. Like we would win. We're like the only comedy podcast in the area, aren't we?
I don't know. We got Hope Hour on here.
Oh yeah, that's true.
The Ryan Hope Hour.
But he gets on like like business people and shit.
Ew.
I don't know what he does. And we also have the Kevin Holley Show. I know him.
Like I said, we're the only comic.
Yeah.
We need a soundboard and parody songs. And
wacky buttons.
Yeah, parody songs and goofy prize shit and pranks and stuff. Like, I think that's what we're missing.
Yeah, we need a kazoo.
It's like Morning Zoo Unleashed.
It's not Morning Zoo enough.
Yeah.
Like, none of us will ever just be like, fuck it, I can't take it anymore and become Glenn Beck.
Morning Zoo out of Dumbtown. Yeah.
We're like Morning Zoo, but uncensored. You know, doing like voiceovers and shit like that.
Hey!
Wow, 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 wow.
Welcome to the Thunderdome. Dome.
I just like how many of these are misspelled. There's one that's supposed to be Raiders of the Arcade, and it's Radiers of the Arcade.
Radiers.
Yeah, R-A-D-I-E-R-S. Radiers. They're like the super rad people in the arcade.
Actually, it's Radier.
Maybe.
Oh, God. Radier.
Maybe they're like radical feminists of the arcade.
I play these Ninja Turtles.
The
ten-yard fight.
How you say Michelangelo?
Doing like, it's all like old school 80s.
Asteroids.
Donatello. With the bow staff.
Tempest. It's all like old 80s games.
La Journaliste. Avril.
Tetris.
Pinball.
You have the blocks, they fall. As you put them in a line.
Yeah, I get why we're not winning this. There's another Uncensored on here. I don't know. Like, so there's No Offense, Bucks Uncensored, Drew Garabo Uncensored. Like, the filter's off on Drew, man.
Dude, I kind of... Right. We probably can't listen to anything like other podcasts on ours, could we? That'd be like...
No, that would just be us doing commentary over...
Yeah,
I just want to hear
it's
how...
It's transformative in nature.
I want to hear how uncensored this guy is. I want to hear him off the rails.
Right. It sounds like he'd have no filter, like No Filter Dan that lasted.
Just devolves straight into Proud Boy shit.
I guess...
It's like, let me tell you about these Jews, and it's like, Jesus, Drew.
No, Proud Boys don't care about Jews, do they?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were just trolls. That's how I look at them.
I think most people nowadays are.
Yeah.
I don't
They're
know.
Just like internet trolls that got together in real life and now they formed a group.
Yeah.
That's how I thought Proud Boys all... If you look at their page, the rules to be a Proud Boy are ridiculous.
When 4chan left the house.
You have to punch an Antifa person. Yeah, it's pretty much like 4chan come to life. What happened was Reddit came in and they were a little softer. So 4chan, real 4chan dudes are like, fuck that Reddit generation. We're Proud Boys. And that's pretty much where it came from.
The 4chan right. people like dropped the cigarettes they were burning themselves with and just left the house.
Yeah. No, they're burning.
The good news is the first time out of their parents' basement.
Right. The cigarettes they're burning their like pets and their siblings with.
Just putting it right in the rabbit shitter. Just like right up against its beehole.
Yeah, of course.
You won't be making a mess anymore. We're just going to cauterize that shit.
Damn, Steve.
What? It's not him.
I'm sorry. It's Stephen Henry uncensored. Yeah.
The fictitious rabbit.
That's like one of the least offensive things we've ever said on here. And Matt's getting mad about
cauterizing a rabbit.
That's how I imagine that guy's uncensoredness. Like, the maddest he gets is like, I'm about to blow my stack on this, people, I swear. And I'm just like, that's him. Like, that's him at his most uncensored.
Yeah.
Is him saying that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm red in the face around here about this.
I'm liable to get a little unrestrained here. Inhibitions are down.
Just to preface this, what I'm saying is...
I had a Coca-Cola today.
This Coca-Cola, it was flat. And you know how that makes me... feel ever since the divorce. So I'm sorry, Drew.
I know that guy's probably awesome. We're shitting on him.
I just have picture a guy who has like sunglasses backwards on his head throughout the whole podcast.
Just like the Guy Fieri podcast.
Yeah, like he never wears sleeves, you know. Like,
he brings so much energy to it, but you have no idea.
He works with a plumber.
He brings so much energy, but you have no idea what he's saying.
The plumber's got terrible teeth.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Are they on there?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're not on the radio one or the podcast one.
What? So,
killing it, guys.
The open mic live?
Open mic live didn't make it.
That's why it's bullshit, because they actually have guests that are like, I don't know, in the scene of comedy.
They actually put on shows.
They put on music. They have musical. Like, it's ridiculous. Dude. So people that are actually doing shit don't get nominated. It's the people that who just don't do shit but talk about doing shit. Those are the ones that get nominated.
The one that stands out.
Which is fine, because this is probably like the biggest event of them for the year.
Right.
The one that stands out the most for me on here is Medicare Nation. I can't even imagine what the fuck that podcast could be.
Maybe next episode we'll download each episode and maybe like play a little bit of it so we can.
That one made me yawn.
Have some informed, so we can have some informed opinions and then really shit on them.
I don't know if it's just old people talking about like just flipping through the Plan D descriptions and shit, and it's like
Steven, old people don't know what a podcast is.
Here are your elections. Here's the premiums you can add onto your Medicare, or if maybe they're like. We need to make the nation all one on Medicare. Yeah. Like, we'll have single payer. And I'd be like, I could listen to that, but I don't know how you talk to that every week.
Right. Yeah. How do you keep going with that?
You just do the same episode every week?
What if it's just, like, the dirtiest podcast? Like, just flat-out filthy.
It's about how your Medicare will cover your syphilis from what you got in the villages?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
It's, like, it's probably one of those...
When you mix your, what was it, not proactive.
Prolactin?
Like, yeah, or like when you mix Prilosec. Your Prilosec with your Cialis and then have an Oxy on top of it, you just go to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
It's probably like one of those old people's like grandkids. Like, set up a podcast. I want to hear your take on it. I want to get the real take on Medicare.
I have a feeling it's just them talking about their own medical problems. And
it's just an excuse to...
Nobody visits.
And then, yeah, they have a GoFundMe link at the end of each episode.
It's just an excuse to sip lattes into a microphone on Sundays. Like, that's all it is.
Brunch.
Yeah, this is how I feel about this.
Welcome to the Brunch Cast.
It's like the opposite of our pretzel episode. Yeah.
The unreleased pretzel episode.
Yeah. Okay. I'd been away. I didn't remember.
No, I'm scared to put that out because we broke Davey on that one.
Right.
Oh, that was that episode?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Right. So
I remember
the secret pretzel. Episode that hasn't been released.
Secret.
Do you guys want to talk shit about the comics they nominated?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Because maybe like three of them listen. And it's generally the ones that, you know.
I think Let's see.
Like, I only knew. Some of them I don't even know.
Right.
Like, I know the name because they always, like, flood their shows and, like, all the fucking comedy Facebook groups around Florida. But I've never seen them perform live ever, yet somehow they're one of the best comics listed.
Right.
I mean, we've had a lot of them on our show, so I think we all should be on this list.
No, but what's the one guy?
Right.
Could he be more descriptive? What's the one guy?
The guy that always posts his shows. I know his name.
Ed Giovanni?
No. That guy doesn't have any shows.
Where's Patrick?
It's like he's got like an 80s porn stash.
We should have set him like a Patrick
style. Oh, G. David Howard?
That guy. Yeah. I've never seen him perform ever.
Oh, yes.
But he poses. The cleanest, clean dude ever, apparently.
Oh, my God. He probably makes a shit ton of money.
He has his picture in like the little display case at Side Splitters by the door.
There you go.
I don't think I've ever seen him perform there.
Wow. Okay. He's killing it.
That's what I need. Just be like the nicest comedian ever.
Yeah.
Work super clean. Make a lot of money, and be relatively unknown.
Right.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed to be like 70 to 80K
yeah.
a year.
Cruise.
Like, cruise performer. Ship Davy.
Yeah. Cruise performer for
cruise
sure.
Cruise ship Davy.
DW on a boat.
Remember? It had to be a big boat.
Windjammer, your kids, your wife, travel.
Travel.
Boom. What
the fuck's a windjammer?
It's where you eat like a buffet.
What?
Yeah, fucking Matt is like a cruise snob.
Yeah,
don't
there's a buffet.
Pay him any money.
There's a buffet that you can go to like 20 hours out of the day. And that's usually called the Windjammer or something like that.
Is it because you're like...
I don't remember any of this.
Is it because you're plugging your esophagus with food?
Yeah, exactly. That's
you're
what
jamming
that's what
the wind.
All day, yeah.
Jam that windpipe.
Just like Homer with the donuts in that episode.
Or the More. Machine just feeding them. Yeah.
I don't get it. James Coco went mad in 15 minutes.
More.
More.
I can see that being like Randy Holton's platform right there. Everyone's going to get a Simpsons donut feeder machine.
With boobs.
With boobs on.
If you don't vote for me, you get kicked in the balls.
You just...
So, I don't know who Billy Lorraine is. Do you guys know?
Nope.
Iberian.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah.
What do you mean Iberian?
I think he just does it. I think he's done improv. Or he did improv.
He did improv one. You mean he does improv the act, not the club?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Not the, no.
No. Yeah. He's definitely one of those guys.
Okay.
Yeah, because he comes out there and he goes to pom poms and that's it. So like if Matt Walker's there, he'll be there.
Okay.
Oh, so he gets up in front of like pandery audiences.
Right.
Got yeah. It. I mean, if we're being honest.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, there's certain people that, like, only go to Iberian, so to say, but you would never see them at, like, the improv. Like, the actual club, the improv.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because right. That's, you know, a real audience.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, that's just, I don't know.
Well, like
improv is a great way to do stuff
in front
of your friends.
They do
Kava houses
and stuff, yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. It's D&D with trust fund kids, really.
Got it.
Get him.
All right. Who's next on the list?
Catherine Maloney, never seen or heard great things.
Yeah, she's pretty good. I've seen her.
That's a legit
that's fine.
Person.
Yeah, that's
on
one
there.
Of the legits.
CJ Hernandez.
Yeah, he gets work.
Yeah.
Or as John Silman called him, Mr. Becca Childs.
That's funny.
My favorite thing about CJ is his Instagram with Marvin's ears.
Oh it's yeah. great. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
No, I like CJ. He's always, like, him and Becca always doing shit for the most part, so.
Clark Brooks.
Oh, yeah. You
never heard
Clark,
of him.
Yeah.
No name.
We would never even have him on like our podcast.
I heard he was on The Cutest Couple.
I mean, he's sweet and all, but he's old. So.
I think I said he looked like an albino walrus.
That's a great description.
Yeah, I've called him a walrus several times. Not to his face, but...
Oh, okay.
Aww.
Well, I said it to him on Thursday, so...
Directly like, to his face?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love Clark. He's an awesome guy. Elliot Mayo.
Clark? No
who?
Idea who that is.
No clue.
Elliot Mayo?
Yeah. Sounds white.
Yeah. Sounds tangy.
Therefore wrong.
Therefore
I like his brother. What Elliot Miracle Whip. Way better. Way better.
Eric,
yeah, a little bit more tang to
Eric
it.
Helms.
Eric Aoli.
Eric Aoli.
Eric Hellman's.
Yeah.
The
tangy zip a miracle whip.
Mm-mm.
So G. David Howard, I don't know who he is.
Yeah. He's got a sweet stash. I'll give him that.
I just don't know why, if you're going to go by your middle name, you don't even just leave the first initial out as a comic.
Well, it's like H. John Benjamin.
I guess. But I'm just saying, like...
That's the only one I know.
I don't know. Who the hell is that?
I know a lot of people who go by their middle name, and, like, it just seems like something you'd put on your door of your office is G. David Howard. You'd just be like, just call me David Howard. Because no one's, like, they're not introducing him as that, are they?
Goddamn Howard.
They're like, coming up next, G. David Howard.
Yeah, well, it'd be like, Perry Williams.
Thank you, guys. I've been G. David Howard.
G-E-E.
Yeah, I think he would just be David Howard, is what he goes by.
H. John Benjamin is the guy that voices Archer. And Bob. Bob from Bob's Burgers.
What's his real first name, like Hunter?
Oh. Homo.
I think it's... Homo gay.
Oh, he does Bob. I started watching Bob's Burgers. It's pretty good.
Bet you did, you bitch.
Yeah.
Rachel Shaw does the one girl that's really funny, the one kid with like the pink bunny.
Rachel Shaw? Kristen
Shaw. Kristen Shaw, sorry.
Right.
Shaw.
It's like S-E-H-A-A-L or something. Sorry, dude. All right, you know, I don't keep up with these Hollywood types.
Can you imagine getting blown by Kristen Shaw?
Like, oh, yeah, that I'd baby voice, dude.
No, that. Have you seen her mouth, man? It looks like a fucking garbage disposal.
Yeah. Yeah. With my dirty penis.
Yeah. The best joke I've ever heard from her is like, I don't care about my guy. I just want him to have a really good sense of humor. About his gigantic cock.
That's pretty funny. Hey, I imagine that her voice is fucking crushes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Her voice is great. But yeah, all right, sorry. Who else?
Gina C. Seen her promote a bunch of shit. I don't know who she is.
Nope.
Greg Raven. Sounds like a cool dude.
Always Raven.
Quote the Raven. I swear to God, you know he does a bit about that, and I will fucking throw a beer at the stage.
Flip it there.
God damn it! You know what they say, guys. Quote the rape. No!
He that's just, the like, darkest comedy. Oh.
Right, yeah.
Like growling, no! No!
J.B. Ball, currently in L.A.
Yeah, he was living in Los Angeles since last year, I believe. Wasn't it October or some shit?
Yeah, well, he's the best for right now here.
That is true. He has come back and done shows here, and they probably were better than most of the people on that fucking list. In all fairness.
Jeff Luis.
Okay, all right. I like Jeff. He does things. Promotes. He's a nice
stuff
guy.
And things.
He's going.
He's stepped up a lot on the... on
I haven't seen him in a while, though. So yeah, it's just mainly... It mainly comes down to like people who we see on a regular basis that are seem like they're putting in the work, you know?
Yeah. Johnny B.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he's got a radio show. He gets work all the time. Do you really need an award? Goddamn.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You do.
Greedy bastard.
Validation.
Johnny B.
He's got to hang it up in the studio where he does, you know, his... radio show on a real radio that people listen to.
The one I'm puzzled by is this one. Kojo Prince, isn't he like an Orlando guy that he's never lived here, or is he a Tampa guy?
I have no idea. I know the name.
I haven't seen him.
I've only ever seen him in the context of Orlando shows.
Huh.
How do you get on this list as the best of the Bay when you're not in the Bay?
Well, JB's on there.
Yeah.
Fringe? I don't know.
Apparently, it was explained to me that you can just... There was an open voting point.
Yeah.
And then you can vote. Anyone can be voted in there. So you could write, like, Homer Simpson.
Right.
And I'm assuming you could do that, you know, and they would just... There's probably some, like...
Who's Homer Simpson?
Exactly. There's probably some, like, automatic... There's probably some, like, automatic algorithm that just posts whatever the hell people suggest.
Right.
Yeah, and they're not having to put their driver's license in or anything.
Yeah. Like, but no, what I mean is, like, people that vote.
Hey!
No one looks at who's being, you know, voted for and they actually type it in. I think it just automatically goes. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah. And then Kyle Roos. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Kyle. Luke McDermott.
Guess.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
It's like...
Haven't seen him in a long time either.
Get trash.
I mean, we could.
Well, just wish I'd
like
see.
Like, fuck Clark Brooks.
Cluck Flark.
Yeah. Matt Carter. Comedy what? Juggernaut.
Yeah, come straight from the other.
The best.
He does listen to the show.
The best 4-month comic I've ever seen. Hands down.
Yeah.
No, I like Matt. He's a nice guy.
He's cooking up some bits.
Oh, right. He's cooking up something.
Jesus. Yeah.
He's cooking up putting his name on that list. I know you did it, Matt. Don't fucking lie to me. No, I'm kidding.
Matt was he typed Matt, and then when he got to like the W, he was like, no, backspace.
You know what? I'm halfway there. Let me just put Carter in real quick.
Fondly. Yeah, no. Matt Carter's been really good about going out and supporting like shows. Like,
for sure.
Was that at the Kilo show last night?
He wasn't at Beef, so I don't care.
Well, you're supposed to drive to Parrish?
Yeah. I drove to Parrish.
Yeah, but you're performing.
Yeah.
Ain't getting money.
He could perform on his dick.
You can tap dance on his tallywhacker. No, he does come out for real because he came. I saw him support what a show I was at. He was supporting. At Brennan's, he came all the way up to Holiday. So
I just love to get in that woolly woolly face of his.
Woolly woolly. It's like a Brillo pad for your balls.
He does
scrub a dub dub. Even in the tub.
Why don't you tell me how much you like the mountain goats? Iron and wine and shit.
This is why we only trash the people we like.
Yeah, if I spend more time than just saying, I don't know who you are, it means I like you.
It's true.
Mike Jones, I didn't know he did more than rap.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, there really is a Mike Jones?
Apparently.
Who? I know his phone number.
He's got his hands on the steel in the turning lane.
Oh my god, I hope it is the actual Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. Who's next, fucking Paul Wall? What is this shit?
He'll kill one way or another. Michael Murillo, I skipped him, but with good reason. All right, Minister Brad Gilmore.
I like Minister Brad Gilmore. Like, but no one ever brings him up as that, do they?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why does he have it in there? Is it just like... is
it was probably someone nominated him. Like, I think... I don't think Brad would put himself on
Well, that's
on
how
here.
His Facebook is. So maybe they just saw his Facebook and think... Yeah, but I mean, like...
Would it autofill?
I don't know. Minister Brad Gilmore.
Because you would have to physically type Minister Brad Gilmore if...
Yeah, but maybe it's someone who doesn't know him very much.
They just think he's funny or something or saw him funny.
They like hanging out with him at Dunedin.
Do they think his first name is Minister?
No, it's just that they probably thought, well, he's a black comic.
It could be
probably goes by Minister Brad Gilmore on stage.
It could be any of the severely autistic comics who seeped into the scene the past couple months.
Right.
He's just like, well, he wouldn't put this name if it wasn't his real name.
He runs an open mic, so I want to nominate him as Minister Brad Gilmore. That's how he is on Facebook when I added him last week.
That is on Facebook. That is his name.
True story.
He's a stand-up comedian. He will go in this box.
I don't even want to fill in all the other ones, but they're here, so I have to.
Right.
I don't want to break their rules.
I know. I only vote for like the categories that I like.
Ricky Hicken.
Oh, yeah.
The presumptive nominee.
Ricky better fucking win. That's all I'm saying.
Shannon Kelly, never heard of her.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's Kelly. I know a Shannon Kelly, but
she likes
this
guns,
is.
That's what I heard.
Well, no, I know Shannon Kelly, but this is.
They corrected it.
Oh, they fixed it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, funny how that works. They can fix things on the list.
You know? They can't add things to the list.
Well, there's.
You know, like podcasts.
Oh.
Like the greatest ones in the bank.
Yeah, that people actually listen to.
Right.
I think we spent a lot of time on this. I'm just going to rush through the rest because I don't care about these people. Like Steve Miller,
Steve Miller's on there? Fuck, he should win too. Him and Ricky should both win.
They should share it and then be best couple.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
No, they cannot.
best father-son duo in comedy.
I don't know. With Ricky not having the beard, I don't want to see it anymore.
That's true.
Like, it only makes sense with the beard. No, but I love you, Steve Miller. You're a good guy. Thanks for calling in last week. Tariq Lewis,
I know
an improv guy,
improv.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking pick a lane, man. No, yeah.
That's right, left or right,
nice
red
guy.
Or blue. Goddamn it!
I'm sure he is. Stay in your goddamn lane.
Good funny lane.
I don't know. I don't mean to start beefs with people I don't even fucking know. All right, so Tom McIntyre.
Okay.
All right.
Next.
Anyone? Yeah. Bueller. All right, and then Ward Smith.
Ward Smith.
The football player?
I've heard the name a bunch. I have no idea who it is.
Me either.
I thought that was a football name. Probably not.
No, I've heard it, but no. That's about it. All right.
Yeah,
that's the best of the comedians.
Yeah. None of us, obviously.
No. I mean, I've either I haven't been performing I've been doing it too long or not long enough.
Yeah.
I'm in that nice little gray area.
I don't know.
Like, I think if I had done it
just
3 months.
Whoever votes for it, it's just people that probably... We don't do a lot of shows. I mean, we're trying to get there. We're just starting to.
Well, it's
so people... The people that vote are ones that actually go to shows and shit, probably.
It's people who...
Or nominate, sorry.
This little fucking rag that's not worth the price exactly. they charge for it, which is nothing.
It's free, yeah.
Right.
It's still too much.
Yeah.
This piece of shit. Like,
toilet paper, garbage.
Cat. My cat pisses on it. Fucking...
I wouldn't
for puppies put down for puppy pads.
I wouldn't send it to my enemies.
Fucking
not even my friends.
Yellow journalists
or my frenemies.
Slanderish.
Yeah. What's a journalist that's a hack?
All of them.
Looking at you, John Selman.
Yeah.
Looking at you.
Oxygen writing, motherfucker.
You fucking kidding me? Silly man. Yeah.
This coffee. I'm creative bloofing. Bloated.
Clark Brooks and John Jacobs for best couple.
Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah, vote for that for sure.
Like that's the one thing I can tell. It's like endorsed by everyone in the How to Die Alone.
He endorses it so much his voice cracks.
Right. Yeah. Was it
Matt's in second puberty?
Clon Blakeb's or whatever.
I think he went to a first puberty. Them balls drop? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta get your voice nice and deep, like, you know.
Ew.
Hang on, Dr. Matt.
What?
Turn the bass up, ladies. I sit on that speaker like Howard Stern.
I thought the balls dropped well before puberty, don't they?
Yeah. I think it's like right before.
Like, I thought basically when you're born and not long after.
Yeah,
they drop.
Long after that, it's. Yeah.
No, that's just an expression.
It's like cryptocortisone.
Because they're like tucked up in your asshole.
No, it's an expression that your balls have dropped. That means you hit puberty.
No.
You never heard that?
That's not the same.
No, I'm saying it's not. That's a misnomer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying it's based in reality, but it's just an expression.
Well, David, you're wrong.
Right.
Wait, so.
What you believe is wrong.
So when people say that your balls have not dropped yet, what do they mean by that?
Well, see, like, they're talking about puberty.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But that doesn't happen at puberty. Your balls don't.
Yeah, I know physically, but I mean, I'm going off the expression. It was a joke.
You're wrong.
How am I wrong?
You're fucking wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Yes, you're wrong.
I mean, I don't understand.
You're wrong. It's wrong.
Are y'all fucking with me? I feel like I'm being fucked with. I'm right that it's an expression, right?
What?
That your balls have not dropped. That means you haven't gone through puberty yet.
Right.
Okay, but it's not physically what happens.
Correct.
I know that. I was joking. That was the whole point.
So
I'm so confused. Dude, don't get me going. All right. I had to drive here, sit in traffic. And you know how I don't like traffic.
Right.
It wasn't too bad, though. The problem is because my car's acting funny, I'm driving really slow.
Yeah.
So I'm on, like, the interstate part of US 19 in the right lane, like you're supposed to do, doing 55, the speed limit. And these cars are flying on my ass and whipping by me and then shooting me dirty looks. I'm like, I'm in the fucking right-hand lane.
Right. Yeah,
I are you getting mad at me when I'm where I'm supposed to be driving the speed limit?
Right.
So that's why I'm starting a YouTube series. GoFundMe will be out. YouTube series called Davey Wavy's Driving Safely.
You should start it as a new podcast.
And I want it to be... So, no, it's going to be a visual. I'm going to have presentation, YouTube videos.
No, but if you can translate it to audio, that would just show that you're a master of your subject.
What do you think this anger is going to do for David's blood pressure?
Well, like, it's probably going to increase his heart rate.
Right.
So whatever that happens, it's probably
going to... I'm fucking fuming right now. This music is not helping. It's making it worse. Come on, Maddie. Come on, Dr. Cayman Cove.
Come on, Trumpadoc.
Trumpadoc. Lay it on me. Maddie got his. By the way, Matt got his GED in doctoring.
He's a good enough doctor.
Yeah, your vagus nerve is gonna be going crazy, so you're gonna have to. Have to take some propanolol to bring him back down.
It was so hot in this goddamn room, too.
I learned so much today.
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, this is why we're not nominated. I'm just throwing it out there. What the fuck just happened? This is the new name of the episode, How to Rile Up David. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, how do you
my face is so fucking red right now, I can feel the blood at my hairline.
Raising his BPH.
Yeah, shut up, damn it, Matt, shut up. It's an inside joke where one day I was trying to explain blood pressure to Matt, by the way, and he was a fucking doctor kind of thing. And instead of saying BP, I said BPH, and he just started dying laughing. And I'm like, that's right? And he's like, no. He's like, that's something totally different. I was like, well, you know what I meant, goddammit.
It's so a hormone, isn't it?
The BPH?
Yeah.
No.
It's like a drug or something.
Yeah, the benign prostatic hyper whatever. I forget what it is.
Well, not so smart now.
Yeah, no. I was
should
like,
I put the steel drum back
right, on? I was like, shit, right? Benign prosthetic hyperplasia, I think.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which is like,
which
I
is
guess.
Probably still the wrong word.
No, but it's
oh,
like
God,
a,
no, don't.
Is it a disease?
No, that's usually it's usually a sign of prosthetic cancer because whatever you have, like, BPH.
I probably have that then, too.
Yeah, because usually you start peeing more frequently whenever you pee. You don't empty all the way, so you end up peeing, like, let's say, 10 times a day.
You're dribbling down your balls, man.
You're pissing on your balls.
Jerk chicken really helps with that. I don't know if you do that.
Eat this plantain. Good vitamins.
Yeah. Cucumber.
Vitamins.
Vitamins. Is that how the locals talk where you were too?
Yeah.
Really? They sound Jamaican?
It wasn't that thick of a draw, but.
But you could tell. You get them drunk. You start drinking that Red Stripe. Hooray for beer. That shit comes out.
This is my favorite thing that kind of ever worked. the steel drums.
Hyperplasia. I think that's what it was. Benign prosthetic hyperplasia.
Okay.
God, I'm such a fucking idiot.
No, dude, you haven't done this in years. Why would you know?
It was one of those, like, whenever somebody goes, oh, you don't remember that? I'm like, have you ever done something and it sucks and you don't want to have anything to do with it anymore and you just flush out that information? That's then, what I've kind of done.
And then you meet two other guys that constantly bring it up every week. That's the worst.
Yeah, benign prosthetic hyperplasia.
Boom. You nailed it, Matt.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I had it, but I was like, oh,
I'm
God,
sure.
I'm using the wrong fucking
I'm sure
word.
Everyone
I would have killed
that's
so
listening
many people already.
They're like, thanks, guys, for bringing up the thing I hate. That's what Matt's saying right now.
Over steel drums.
Steel drums.
Was that your study music? The rhythm helps me remember, man.
I got to be getting in the groove now.
See, that's why I couldn't pass any of the tests, because they didn't let the steel drums. And
yeah. You're like,
I just can't
professor, do you mind if I turn this boombox up? It's like an old ghetto blaster and shit. The tape player is broken, but the radio is good.
Matt goes in with like the Rasta color hat.
Oh, yeah. With like the fake dreads on it and shit.
Yeah,
I just came from a Counting Crows concert, all right, guys? Leave me alone.
Those big circular sunglasses.
Take a rickshaw there.
Like the,
or not a rickshaw, one of those goat things.
Right, the music's not playing anymore, but I could still hear it in my head.
Oh, yeah, it's still going for me, too. It's very catchy.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, man. God, my face hurts.
We should start pressing record like an hour after we start, because that's when we get to the good shit, I think.
Is it?
I don't know. Probably not.
I think having a little more technology has helped the podcast tremendously. When Steve Miller called in last week.
Oh, yeah.
And doing the music, because I did it accidentally when Jonas was talking the one time, and it sounded so horribly awful to do that. Do you remember that, David?
What happened?
When Jonas was on and like...
Oh, yeah. Matt couldn't hear it or Jonas couldn't hear it.
Yeah. And, and the second Jonas, you know, a Haitian man started talking. It's like, oh, yeah, just put on some fucking Islander music. That doesn't sound awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's supposed to be for you.
Swear to God, like all the Islander like theme stuff, like the steel drums and all. I swear to God, it's just all visitor stuff or like touristy stuff.
It's like, music to play while pickpocketing.
Right. It's like entertain the white people so we can rob them blind or whatever. Because like if you go towards one of the ports, like especially if you're doing the Caribbean stuff, like every single little shop has Bob Marley playing, and I could not like. It was, I don't know how he felt about capitalism, but I was like, how do these people not like, everybody must think, oh, they love Bob Marley, and they, but
like
it's droned in 24 hours a day to like the ports where like all the visitors are coming in, all the tourists are coming
in. Oh, so they just hear it constantly.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, doesn't that just like take away how awesome Bob Marley was?
Yeah, they do the same thing with Jimmy Buffett, but it's never been awesome.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they probably get tired of hearing that. That's like when you go to like any.
I get
like,
tired of that.
Yeah, it's like yeah. It's like when you go to any like shitty like auto mechanic shop. Not shitty, but like a small like Tires Plus type place or something like that. Yeah. And you just hear like fucking classic rock.
Right.
There's always going to be like I'm been dazed and confused. You know, like some Led Zeppelin playing. It's right. Just like all right, you know, it's coming with the territory going there.
Right.
So when you get off the ship on a cruise, it's just going to be fucking island music.
Yeah.
So the Islanders are like, they don't even hear anymore. They probably just tone it out.
Right.
They go home and listen like death metal.
Kill the tourist, kill the tourist.
Hi, welcome to Zimbabwe. I don't know, right. Wherever the fuck people go.
Zimbabwe in the Caribbean.
Right.
Yeah. Wherever people travel to. People can go to Zimbabwe. All right, Stephen.
Take a cruise to Zimbabwe.
Speaking of black people, shout out to Black Ass Chris for listening to us.
Who?
My buddy Chris Chuck. He started his own podcast, actually. I don't know the name of it because I'm a horrible friend.
Podcast.
Yeah, it's not here. It's in Virginia. But I'm a horrible friend.
Yeah,
but he does
can
listen.
Still get nominated.
So shout out to Ricky. Ricky True. Yeah, right. He still get nominated.
Do people call you Virginia Ricky. Slim, ironically?
No, they don't. They call me Big D.
No, they don't.
Ironically, because I don't have a Big D. No, if you go to Virginia Beach, that's what my friends would call me.
Big D?
Or Large David. When they're being ironical.
Because there was other Davids?
There was a shit ton of them, dude. My high school was like 600 kids in my graduating class, so there was like, I couldn't tell you how many Davids there were.
Mm.
So they just called me Big D because I was always bigger. I know. Great story. That's why I don't talk about this shit on stage. It's not funny. At all.
No, that's why you're killing it.
No. But I just want to give a shout out to them because they actually listen. So I have friends back home that listen.
All right, good for them. Good, good.
I wish I had
now,
friends.
Now, you guys need to tell your friends to get with my friends, and we can be friends.
Got it.
Are you Spice Girl with me right
no,
now?
No, see, they don't get it. They don't get it.
I got it.
What's that from, Matt?
That's from a Biggie Smalls.
Oh, Matt, he got it. Yep. My Caribbean rubbed off when he didn't. Put on the B.I.G., man. And Notorious.
Hey, pimpin'.
That's funny.
That's funny.
You got something to smash tonight, Matt?
Smash. No. Side splitters, Mike.
Oh!
What?
Dude, that's just every week now? What the fuck?
No.
There's three this month, I think.
Sweet.
Yay.
But here's first.
Huh?
This is the first one.
Yeah.
And I can't go to any of them, you motherfuckers.
You know what's weird is my dad asked me if it was, like, I'm taking him to see the Dan Cummins show.
Mm.
And he was like, afterwards, like, I told him there's a mic after, so, like, I'm not going to be able to hang out. He's like, well, you mind if I just watch the mic? I'm like, you can do whatever the hell you want, like...
Yeah.
If you want to
hang out...
Yeah, if you want to hang out and watch the mic, watch the mic.
Just realize what you just saw in there, this is going to be nothing like that.
Yeah.
Like, these are people trying to get to that, and most likely 90% of them won't get there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I tell them the same thing every time, just don't sit front row. Like, that's all I ask.
Right.
If I know you, do not sit front row.
You said there was arms crossed, make me laugh, boy. No, I don't know how your dad is, but...
Not Southern.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think his dad existed until I met him. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, you've met my dad.
Yeah.
You guys fucking?
Smush.
Is that how you met your father? How I met your father. That's it. God damn it, I fucked it up.
I get it.
That's how I met my daddy.
I was thinking the other day that like How I Met Your Mother would be so much of a better show if it had nothing to do with the children being the product of it.
Uh-huh.
Like if it was just like some guy talking about like how he fucked someone's mom for 8 seasons.
Yeah, sure.
There's only certain ways you can go with that. It ain't gonna last 8 seasons. I mean, they kind of did that with What's-His-Face's character.
It just cuts back to the kids on the couch and they're just like, why are you telling this?
Yeah.
Wait, so he's just saying, like,
you will listen.
The show goes on so long, those kids are actually like in their like 20s now. Like,
they just I keep murdered that pussy.
They're like, Dad, we can't keep coming over every week, so you can still continue to tell us how we you met our mom.
Let me clarify once again, not your dad. He was in the corner.
Jerking off like a gentleman. That big J bit, dude, it was so good. I listened to the whole album. You listened to the whole album, Matt?
The new crowd work one?
Oh, yeah, it's great, dude.
He's I like, want to ask you if you fucked a black dude.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to ask, but it's my bread and butter. Gotta go. So good. He's like, by the way, my daughter is here.
My 15-year-old daughter.
Yeah, my 15-year-old daughter is in the audience. It's so good. Shout out to Big J.
Yeah.
He's an avid listener, you I'm sure.
Him. No, we're going to have hopefully him. Have Lewis on in October.
That would be spectacular.
Yeah. Not here, though.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do is later on, then we can get him to call in once a month.
Oh, yeah.
Shit on us. Yeah. Like, Lewis, what do you got for us? Oh, by the way, I watched Nick Mullen and fucking Jamie Kilstein roast. Nick Mullen so good, fucking destroyed him, dude.
I love when Nick won. He was just like, I won't kill myself for three more weeks.
3 more weeks. So good. Well, no, because Kilstein, I mean, I get Kilstein, like, he, you know, they're giving him props for going there because that's not his audience. And, you
and
know,
he sucks at roasting.
And he, you know, he's a woman. But he goes into the belly of the beast, as like Luis says. But he said something like one of his roast jokes was joking Nick Mullen about his podcast called Cumtown. He's like, yeah, and it makes $40,000 a month, and the fucking crowd goes bananas. It's like, you lost right there. You're not going to win after that.
Well, the joke was funny, though. Cumtown named after Nick Mullen's mustache.
Yeah, that's good. It was a good joke, for sure.
That was like his only good one. That
yeah,
the
well, yeah,
because
you even see like Eli Sayers, like, that's a good joke, and Eli is a fucking monster.
Yeah. But, like, fucking all
did
of
you watch
Mullins
that live?
Because so
I was at Skankfest,
yeah,
wasn't
it? I was there.
Oh, you motherfucker. You dirty dog.
I was right next to the camera.
Oh, you whispered
heard
it.
My laugh.
You should have been like, How to Die Alone podcast. Just, like, whisper it so, like, when people fall asleep listening to it.
Yeah. HDDA.
Just HDDA ASMR.
It sounds like a disease, doesn't it, Steven? Who's you checking with Medical Matt about that? It sounds like a...
No.
No, he's doing it. So, Matt, if HDA was a disease, what do you think it would be referring to?
If you had to guess.
I just got the beat out of my head. Now it's back. It's back.
You can't escape the beat, man.
Probably hyperthyroid.
Dysplasia analysis.
Yeah, there you go. Dysplasia analysis.
Yeah.
That's the disease. Yeah. Hyperthyroid dysplasia analysis. This is why I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Dead by analysis, man.
That's not, every artist nowadays.
That's how my wife died.
If you go on a blog, every artist is death by analysis. You know what your problem is?
You're always analyzing everything.
Are you analyzing me, analyzing my observations? You fucking bitch.
God.
That's what comedy is. I'm making fun of the situation.
Like, once he reaches for the phone, I'm like, no, no, no.
Oh, it's going to be a weekly thing now. You know
no,
this.
HTDA probably is. Probably
you think it really is an acronym for something?
Probably. Like,
for dying
everything,
alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, for dying.
Hyperthyroid dying alone.
That's me. That's what I have.
Boom. What was it?
Should we plug it up?
Big beautiful man.
You don't want to give the people more. You think you're done? I get
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I kind of got to go.
I get
time
it.
Thing.
I get it.
We got to save some things. You know, keep it in suspense.
Well, I know it's not next week, but the week after we're going to be recording from my car.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for that.
What, Cauldron, whatever.
Oh yeah, on our way to Broken Cauldron, we're going to be recording 2 episodes. Hopefully, we'll do one on the way and one on the way back.
Right, first we were going to be excited, amped, or whatever, then on the way back, fuck that place, they don't know comedy.
I'm just going to be sighing the whole way.
Sunday sighs.
You know what your problem is? Just start like, that should be a name. I bet that's the name of a podcast. It should be.
You know what your problem is?
Yeah. It's just two women.
It could be. Two Jewish mothers.
Yeah.
Two women with the glasses with like the wings on them, like the cat lady glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Do you know what your problem is, Samantha?
No, they're not talking to each other.
What, they're just talking about people they know or like it's a call-in show?
I'm talking about men, Steven.
So basically, oh, is that what it is? Like the guys call in to a tone, basically?
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's like a modern day fucking Catholic church.
We need to put our foot down on that. Democrat.
It's a seven country club.
You should do that, dude. You just got to get a, like, instead of like Delilah, just have it be like a younger, like, you know.
Oh, I love Delilah.
Yeah, but have like a younger, hipper woman where men call in.
Delilah's
like,
great.
You know what I'm going through, like, is my woman's being a bitch.
13
blah, blah,
kids
blah.
From 15 different relationships, all of them failed, and being like, yeah, let me give you some advice about dating.
Like, exactly.
I'm good. You can just keep that.
Like, yeah, you can have that yourself. Yeah.
You can just keep that and just put more Michael Bolton on or whatever the fuck you do.
John Tesh.
John Tesh. Steal it, damn.
The loving spoonful.
Steely drums.
No!
Speaking of steel drums, Steven. No, I'm just kidding.
Do it under Matt's plugs. I wish I had easier access to it. So like, just as Matt starts talking, I could just turn it on and off. Yeah.
I just think Tropidoc is the best.
Tropidoc.
Yeah.
It's like Doc in a Box, but it's right, different. Yeah. It's a tropical version.
It's festive.
When there's like palm trees in the waiting room. Yeah. And of course, that music's playing 24/7.
Right.
That's the only doctor in there with a lay on.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
We like to have fun here, man. Why are you speaking like that? I don't know. It's part of the thing. Just please go with it.
You got into cancer, man.
We got a fresh pot of hot plantain over here. Hot plate. We got a hot. It's always a hot plate. It's never like a skillet. It's just a hot plate. Like right. It's a skillet. Like, why don't you? It's a frying pan. It's a hot plate. Yeah. Okay.
Make some fry bread. So, what do you guys got for plugaroonies?
Yeah, jerk chicken's good.
DW.
Oh shit! You going to me first? Huh? Right to left. Left to right. August 9th, which will be tomorrow. Thursday. After this episode comes out, I will be at Iberian Rooster in the basement of St. Pete, one of the only basements, with Preston Lacey. I've been kind of hinting at this, but this is going to be a little more formal.
Anyone
Big
else
Beautiful
be
Man
there?
Tour. Huh?
Anyone else going to be on there?
There might be a few other people, but no one I'm interested. No, I'm kidding. I think Steven's going to be there,
yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, fuck. Is Matt there?
Matt, you're not on that one, are you?
No.
No, not that one.
No, he's not on that one, so... And then Saturday, August 11th, I'll be...
Again with Preston Lacey.
Again with Preston Lacey. And again with Stephen Henry, I believe, right?
And then picking up Mr. Matt Williams.
Yeah.
Matt, you're on that show too?
For what?
The 11th.
Saturday the 11th?
Yeah.
Yep.
All three of us are on. This is our first show all three of us are on, I think.
Yeah.
At the same time,
Until
at least.
Broken Cauldron. But
well,
that later.
That's going to be our fucking... Right. Like, that's our showcase, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is now.
Yeah, and then August 17th, Broken Cauldron in Orlando. So all you Orlando, maybe one person listening, please come out to that show.
Nice.
Maddie.
Okay, I've got the August 11th with the BBM tour with Preston Lacey. Mm. I've got the 17th with you guys.
Mm.
The
Cuck. Got to throw it in there.
Yeah, well, let's see, what else I got? The 18th. I just got picked up for the... Muddy Waters on the 23rd.
Skipping the 18th.
What's the 18th?
Sounds like a blues musician.
Side Splitters? Last Comic Stranded?
Oh, yeah. I got to put that in my calendar.
Yeah, so I'll plug it for you.
Yeah.
And you got picked up for that?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. Matt Williams and I are competing against each other.
Yep. Hopefully it won't go the way of John Silman for me.
There's no competition there.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to take it away.
Oh, but, whoa. Probably be like Kyle Reese or somebody.
Right.
No, actually, Kyle, no, he probably won't be on it. But.
Kyle has no interest. Plus, like anyone who's like legitimately goods in the second round, like
automatically.
Yeah, no, it's not like the second or like they're advancing, but like there's one round on the 18th and one on the 3rd or the 13th. I can't remember. No, the 13th is the finals. So like the second round is like Ricky and CJ and JJ and Elijah,
people
and,
that aren't working,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, and so like yeah, so all the people. We're not going to beat are in the second round.
You never know.
So, yeah, Matt and I got a chance, by which I mean I got a chance. So,
it's okay. I'm
getting in Matt's head.
Just let him go.
Okay.
Just let him go. That's what you got to do. Just let him go.
That's right. And then after Matt crushes, he's going to be like, that's how it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just
that. You're going to be that asshole.
You're going to be that guy. That's good luck following that.
That's so funny. I'm going to fucking bury you. Yeah,
that's Chandler. Yeah. I'm going to fucking bury you.
No, I've learned from your mistake with John Stillman at the improv. Like, trash talking.
Don't ever talk about
Matt's it. Matt's going to win because Matt's the best. And like I have no chance. So. Yeah.
Fucking great.
I'm doing it the opposite.
Yeah, there you go.
So, and then
resistance is
sounds like an episode of You Know What Your Problem Is.
So, again, the 9th and the 11th, like Davey said, Iberian, Villaggio Cinema. Villaggio. Both with Preston Lacey. We're potentially going to do a How to Die Alone on that Saturday. If Roger can help us figure out how to do it live, that'd be awesome. But, like, this hasn't been something we've been able to nail down with Roger yet.
Right.
But, like, we'd like to do it at Cayman Cove. I don't know how we're going to do it, though, because that stage is so fucking tiny. We'll have to do it, like, at a table adjacent to the stage or something.
Especially with Big Beautiful Men.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like, there's no way we can fit all three of us plus probably Preston up there.
No. No, there's no way.
No. So.
I was just on it.
We'll figure out that. Yeah.
And there's still not enough room.
No. Well, it's because they put that fucking giant speaker up there.
Yeah.
Why do you have a speaker on the stage with the performer? I don't fucking know. Anyway, so 12th, I'll be doing a guest set for Jim Florentine at Side Splitters.
Yeah.
Broken Cauldron, I'll be doing with Maddie and DW. And then I'll be in the contest at Side Splitters. And then also doing Muddy Waters with Matt, Jarrett Moore, and me. And I think those are the only three on it.
The only ones that matter.
The only ones on
it's, it's called Muddy Water.
Muddy Water, yeah.
I thought it was Muddy Waters, like the fucking,
everybody does.
The goddamn fucking blues musician or whatever.
No, it's named after the thing they drink there, so.
God.
Because they drink kava.
You guys going to Flint?
Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry.
Tragedy.
Yeah.
No, it's not
acting.
It's not called Toxic Waters.
It's Toxic Waters.
All right. Well, that enough for you people?
Bye.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, yeah. Should we have that play out, fade out as we, do this or no?
Do you have like one little bit of health advice we can do over that? Let me cue it up, Matt. Oh, this takes too long. Okay.
Yeah, with
make sure to engage in self-care if you are a member of the medical community. Stay healthy, my friends.